and welcome to the Oh My Goddess podcast. This podcast is your go-to resource for creating an abundant life and business through blending spirituality, sensuality, and strategy. I'm your host, Hayley Tapper. I'm a feminine empowerment coach and business mentor for coaches and creative entrepreneurs. Join me each week as I share how to build a wildly successful empire whilst honoring your femininity, trusting the guidance of your intuition, creating the confidence to be fully expressed, and stepping up as a goddess in your own right. Make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any of the goodness contained in this podcast. Okay, now let's dive into the episode. Hello, my loves, and welcome to the final episode of the Oh My Goddess podcast for 2020. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe we've made it to the end of the year. It feels so good. So I am actually sitting in my parents' place right now, just about to sign off for the year. I've wrapped up a few things in the business, sent things off to my amazing team to look after and do while I'm away. And it just feels so amazing to be getting ready to just kind of close everything down and take a break and go to the beach and relax for a little while. And I hope that wherever you are in the world, you are doing something fun and doing something that lights you up and brings you joy and, you know, all of those good things. So I am just jumping in really quickly to record this intro for you. So this final episode of the podcast for 2020, it's not like a year in review or predictions for 2021 or anything like that. I really wanted to share an episode with you that is for my listeners who have decided that in 2021, they are going to go big in their business. They are going to start the business. They're going to put the work out into the world. They're going to finally step into their purpose. Or, you know, maybe this is also for you if you feel like you have stepped into your purpose, but you haven't fully stepped in yet. You know, you've kind of like dipped your big toe in, but now 2021, you are ready to dive all in. And so in this episode, what I'm sharing with you are the money mindsets that are really going to set you up for success, the abundant, expansive mindsets that will help you to really fulfill your mission and help you to really step into your purpose work in a much bigger way. Because these money mindsets are things that I have seen come up for my clients and come up for myself as well, to be honest, from time to time. And as they come up, when we're not stepping into these money mindsets, when we're not embodying them and the opposite mindset comes up, that's when the business seems to go slower. That's when it's hard to launch. That's when it's hard to get your work out there. That's when it's hard to, you know, continue to take steps to put your work out into the world. And so moving into 2021, I know that so many of you have had these deep, profound experiences this year, and you're in a place now where you want to share your work with the world. And so these mindsets will really help you to do that, and they'll help you to do that from an abundant place and from an expansive place. So this is actually a recording that I made a little while ago. So you may hear me refer to things that I did in the past and things like that. You might notice some things that aren't quite up to date in terms of, like, you know, I might talk about programs and stuff like that. So just know that I recorded this a little while ago, but it is so relevant and so needed. And I'm so excited to share this message with you now, because I now know that now it's, you know, it's just a really great time of year to deepen into these beliefs and really set yourself up for success in 2021. Okay, so before we dive in, if you are a new coach, a new healer, or you are aspiring to start your coaching business or healing business, then I would love to invite you to come and join us in the Feminine Business Academy. We are kicking off in February. However, if you join us before the end of the year, before midnight on New Year's Eve, then you will get in with a huge bonus and a huge discount and great payment plans and and all of the good things. So if this is something that you've been thinking about, or even if it's the first time that you're hearing about it, but you know that, you know, you like my work and you've got this pull to work with me and this pull to really step into your purpose work, then come and check out the Feminine Business Academy. You can have a look at it on my website, see if it resonates with you. It is at HayleyTapper.com/FBA. And we'll have that linked in the show notes for you as well. So what makes Feminine Business Academy so special is that it is a program that will help you to launch your coaching business in a way that actually aligns with your feminine nature. So this program is specifically for feminine beings, anyone who resonates and aligns with having a feminine core, and you want to discover a way to actually work with your feminine energy. And so what we do is I teach you the masculine side of business and the feminine side of business and how to harmonize these two aspects of yourself so that you don't burn out, so that you don't have to hustle, so that you don't have to kind of fit yourself into a more traditionally masculine way of doing business, you know, ticking certain boxes and working in certain ways. We throw all of that out and we create a way of you creating your business, launching your business, and running your business that really works for you as a feminine being. So I created this because when I was starting my business, I was totally my masculine. So I was really hustling, I was working really hard, I was doing all the things I was supposed to do. But even though I did all of that and I did it all perfectly, I was not seeing the success that I wanted. And it wasn't until I started to harmonize my inner feminine and masculine energy and bring my feminine energy into my business, that's when I started seeing success. Because your feminine energy is your self-expression. It is the essence of who you are. It is your creativity. It is your flow. It is your intuition. It is that your pleasure centers. You know, this is all part of the feminine, and it's typically the parts that we disassociate with in our business. We think if I do everything right, if I tick all of these boxes, then it will all be fine. But what I've seen time and time again, not just for myself, but for my clients as well, is when we have both our feminine and masculine harmonized in our business that we see success. So that was my story. And that's why I created this program, because I wanted to create a program that actually encapsulates both of these energies that we all have within us. Because what I was seeing was a lot of programs that were either very masculine in their essence and taught you, you know, do X, Y, and Z and you'll have a successful business. Or I was seeing programs that were very feminine in their essence. And it was like, follow your intuition. What are your guides saying? You know, what feels pleasurable to you, and do that. And when you're just in one of these two energies, it's really challenging to call in success, because we really do need to have both. And it's in harmonizing both and healing your relationship with both so that you can feel safe and comfortable and confident in both of these energies. That's when you will see success in your business. So I am having amazing women sign up for this program already. And some of the women are more in their feminine energy. So they are just naturally more in their feminine, and they're going to be working on harmonizing their masculine energy and bringing that into their business. And then others are naturally more in their masculine, and they're working on bringing their feminine energy into their business. So no matter where you sit on that, you know, on that spectrum, then know that this program will help you. And I am so excited for the women who have come into this program already. So if it's something that is resonating with you and you would love to learn more, then please go to HayleyTapper.com/FBA, and you can get all of the details there. You can DM me on Instagram. DM me on Instagram and we can have a chat about it. If you do want to get in before the special expires on the 31st of December, then definitely check it out ASAP, and you can DM me your questions. I'm not doing discovery calls before the end of the year just because I'm on holiday, but I will be on Instagram, so you can message me your questions there and we can have a chat about it and make sure that it's the right fit for you. Okay, my loves, enjoy this episode. Enjoy the rest of the year. Have an amazing time, whatever you're doing, wherever you are around the world. Know that I'm sending you so much love, and thank you for supporting this podcast. It just means the world to me. So I will see you on the other side in 2021. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see everyone jumping on. I'm going to wave to everyone because I could do that. How fun is that? Hi. All right. So live stream and podcast all around the three money myths that as feminine leaders, we really need to stop believing and stop telling ourselves. Alex, okay, I'll go with that. So much easier. I don't know why my brain just like freaks out when I see your name. I'm not sure what it is. Okay. Thank you. Mwah. All right. So this live stream and podcast is for you. If you are not making the amount of money that you want yet, if you feel like you just want to be able to manifest money, the idea of manifesting money, attracting money, magnetizing money is really exciting to you. It's really attractive to you, but you just are like, how the hell does anyone do that? It feels really foreign and it feels really hard. If you feel like you are working really hard in your business or in your career, you know, this isn't just for business women, but you know, my audience tends to be a lot of business women. But if you feel like you're just working really hard and that's not reflecting in your bank accounts, then this is definitely for you. So you're going to learn, obviously, the three biggest myths that I see coming up for feminine leaders around money, and you're going to learn how to debunk them and tell your brain a new story so that it literally just has a new story to run on. When we have these myths, it makes sense to our logical mind. And so to change that, to create a different reality, we just need to have another logical explanation for our mind to hold on to have. And so that's what I'm going to do in today's training. And then I'm also going to be talking about why good-hearted women, good-hearted spiritual women like you really need to become wildly, wildly wealthy, why that is not a bad thing, why that is not a greedy thing or an unspiritual thing or anything like that. Yeah, why that is actually, like, it's more than just something that you need for yourself. It's actually your duty to the world to become wildly wealthy. So we're going to be talking a bit about that as well. All right, so let's dive straight on in. Myth number one is that I am not good with money. Myth number one is I am not good with money. Now, this is a story that so many women tell themselves, whether consciously, like you literally say, oh, I'm not good with money, or, and you kind of like make a little joke out of it, or you tell yourself this subconsciously. It might not be something that you like consciously tell yourself or consciously think about, but at a deeper level, you are telling yourself that story and you are running on that story. And it shows up in ways like ignoring your finances, like not looking at your bank accounts, not looking at bills when they come in, leaving a pile of bills in either in your inbox if you get them electronically, or you know, on the kitchen counter, and you just have like a wad of bills that you just haven't looked at, you don't know where the due dates are or anything like that. Just kind of like having your head in the sand around money because it feels foreign. It feels like something that you're just not good at, and you have this story and it's perpetuating in you just feeling like overwhelmed with your finances and with money and not knowing what to do with it, not knowing how to manage it, and therefore ignoring it, putting it in the too hard basket and not even looking at it, right? So give me some indications on the screen if you feel that way. Tell me in the comments. So are you actually not good with money? Is that the truth or is that a myth? I'm going to go ahead and say that for each and every one of you, it is a myth. And here is why. When you were a kid and you were learning to do something for the first time, were you good at doing that thing? Like, let's just take writing, for example. When you were going to school and you were learning to write for the very first time, were you good at writing? Was it something that you were naturally good at? No. None of us are naturally good at writing or any other skill that we need to learn. And money is no different. You know, we go to school and we learn all of these things and then we become proficient at it. We become good at these things. And then we don't have the story that like, I'm not good at writing or I'm not good at walking or I'm not good at talking. Like we are, if you're an able-bodied person, and I'm assuming that everyone is, but if you're not, like, that's another story. But, you know, if you have the physical ability to write, to walk, to talk, then you're not going to be running the story that I'm not good at it. It's just like a skill that you have learned and therefore you're good at it. You don't have that story anymore. But we never really think about money. We never really think about money in that way. We just think that you're either like naturally good at it, it's something that you're just good at, or you're just not good at. But that's not true. Money is actually just a skill like any other skill that you've learned in your life. And so you just need to learn it. You just need to spend some time actually learning the skill of money. And you are a smart person, you are a capable person, and I have every faith that if you actually spent some time sitting down with money and learning about it, you would become really good at managing your money. You would know what to do with it. You would know how to manage it and what to do. And you would be, you know, you wouldn't continue to repeat that story of I'm not good with money anymore. Okay, my screen has gone really dark and I don't know why. Let me just try something real quick. I've got my brightness all the way up. Hi, I paused, sorry. Okay, never mind. Someone let me know in the comments if it's dark on your side or if it's just on my side. So, can we all agree to stop telling ourselves that we are not good with money? Now, I wanted to share an example from a client recently. This client was doing really well in her business. She was actually making a lot of money, but her monthly, when I sent out her monthly invoice, she was always late on it. She was always late paying it. And I was always having to follow up with her. And Alex, lighting is good. Good, good, good. Thank you. I was always having to follow up with her and I wasn't sure why, because like, she's making like a lot of money, not sure what's going on. And so I checked in with her around it, you know, after the second or third time of her invoice being late, paid late. And I said, you know, what's going on here? And what was actually happening was she just was not even looking at the invoice. She didn't know when it was due or really how much it was. Like she just really had her head in the sand around it. And she said to me, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just not good with money. I just don't know when it's due. I never open it. Like I just, my inbox is a mess. And you know, she had this story that she wasn't good with money. And we dived into that. And it came from when she was a child and she was told from family members and from, like people in her life that she wasn't good with money. Like, oh, she's not good with money. You know, it was just kind of like the running joke. And that was playing out in her not like having all of this stress around money and not even wanting to look at it. And so we dived into that, we unpacked that, and we started to reframe that into money's a skill and she can learn a skill. Like she has learned many skills in her life and this is just a skill that she gets to learn. And so she started to create more awareness around her money. She started to look at her money. She mapped out when all of her bills were due, all of these things, like some really just practical things that anyone can go ahead and implement very easily. And after she did that, and she started paying her bills on time, after she did that, her business went from doing already really well to doing like phenomenally well. She booked 5 high level clients in a week, like literally after implementing just a really, like a few really simple processes and systems to support her with her money and like kind of taking her head out of the sand with money and stopping telling herself that she was bad with money. She started booking like all of these really high level clients with so much more ease. And I really do believe that that's because energetically she just opened herself up to that and like signaled to the universe that she is ready for that abundance to come to her, for that money to come to her, for that those clients to come to her, because she is a good steward of her money. She is a good manager of her money, right? Money wants to flow where it feels supported and safe and looked after. You can kind of think about money as a friend. Like if you invited your friend over and you had your house in a total disaster, it was like a bomb hit it. It was so messy. It was horrible. Like it was just a terrible environment to be in. It felt unsafe. Like all of the rest of it. Would your friend want to come over? Probably not. I mean, they might put up with it for a bit, but then they'd make an excuse and they would leave. Money is exactly the same. When you're telling yourself you're not good with money and you're not creating a good environment for money to be in, to be like held and safe in, by looking after it, by managing it, by, you know, knowing where it is and what it's doing, then you are creating an environment that money does not want to be in. Right? So money goes where it feels safe and secure. So look after your money. All right. Is this making sense to everyone? Let me know in the comments. All right. So that's the first money myth. The second money myth that is a huge one that comes up for people, particularly people with like more religious backgrounds or spiritual people, is that money is the root of all evil, or that money is bad. Like they're the same kind of thing, right? Same story. So this shows up for you in your life if you feel like you don't really have a desire for money. Like you feel like money is unspiritual. I just want to like do work that I love and I don't really care about money. You know, if you're telling yourself stuff like that, it's probably reflecting a deeper belief that money is evil or is bad. If the word rich triggers you, like you would never say, I want to be rich. You might say, I want to feel abundant. Right? So literally the word rich triggers you. That can reflect a deeper belief that money is the root of all evil. If you literally just think rich people are greedy, bad, like you have heard or used the phrase filthy rich, dirty rich, anything like that, all of these things reflect the deeper belief that money is the root of all evil. And often we've been told this growing up, or we've been told, you know, like we've heard phrases like, oh, he's filthy rich, or, you know, rich people are greedy. You know, we hear all of these kind of stories, right? So let's actually look at this. Let's really look at this and debunk this. Now, what is money? When you really think about it, is money evil? Is money bad? Is money good? No, it's actually none of these things. Money is a neutral resource. It is neither good nor bad. It is just an energy, a form of energy that we get to exchange for other energies, right? That's all it is. Like, we get this resource, this amount of energy, and we get to exchange it for goods and services, other forms of energy. Right? It's just a form of energy exchange when we use money. So it is neither good nor bad. It is neither good nor evil, or right or wrong or anything like that. It is neutral. It is Switzerland. It has no charge around it. But what it is an amplifier. So money is an amplifier. It amplifies the energy that is already inside you. So if you are a good person, if you have good intentions, if you want to do good in the world, then having more money will allow you to do more of that, right? It will give you more energy, more resources to exchange for other resources, right? So if you're a good person, money will amplify your goodness. Conversely, if you are not a good person, and there are people in the world who, you know, I don't want to say that they're like bad people, but there are people that have like a shit ton of work to do before we could really think of them as a good person. I mean, President of the United States comes to mind when I'm thinking about people like this, right? So if you are not a good person and you have a lot of work to do on the inside, then by you having more money, you will be able to, like, that will also amplify your energy, right? And so this is why it is so, so important for good-hearted women like yourself to become really, really fucking rich. Like, really rich, because that means that your energy is being amplified. Imagine if every good-hearted spiritual woman was really, really wealthy. The world would be a completely different place. But we are running this story that money is evil, or money is the, you know, the root of all evil, or rich people are greedy, and all of these kinds of stories that prevent us from really stepping into that next level wealth. Hi, Susie. Lovely to see you, my love. So, that's why it is so, so, so important to reframe that, to debunk that myth for your mind and start telling yourself a new story. So money is a neutral resource. It is neither good nor bad. And it amplifies the energy that you already have within you. Now, let's go into myth number three. And this is a really, really important one. It was one that was so big for me at the beginning of my business. And this is the myth that you need to work hard in order to make money, right? I think we can all agree that we have heard that at some point in our life. So this shows up for you in your day-to-day life. If you kind of get off, you feel really good when people praise you for working hard. Like, oh, you're working so hard. You know, that kind of thing. And you're like, yeah, I am. Like, I'm doing such a good job. I'm working really hard. And it makes you feel good for being praised for working hard. Why does that make you feel good? Like, why is that something that gets you going? It's because you're running the story that working hard is good, because working hard equals making more money. And that is not the truth, right? That is not the truth. Other ways that this, and I'll debunk it in a second, but other ways that this belief shows up is by, well, obviously, like, working really hard, having an endless to-do list, but also feeling guilty or feeling uncomfortable when you do relax, when you do take time off. You know, maybe if you go on a holiday or, you know, a weekend away. I know none of us are really traveling that much right now, but like say you take time out of work, you might like bring your laptop with you, or you might feel anxious if you don't have your laptop with you, because you might just want to do some work, right? Like all of these behaviors reflect a deeper belief that you have to work hard to make money and working hard is good. So let's go ahead and debunk this, because this belief leads to burnout. It leads to, you know, kind of resenting your work because you're just working so much that it doesn't feel good anymore. It doesn't feel fun. And as feminine leaders, we're literally not designed to work all the time. We're not designed to work every day, and we're not designed to work in the way that men work because our hormones are different, right? As feminine beings, as females with female biology and female hormones, our hormones are going up and down over a 28-day cycle. And so it doesn't make sense that we would have the same level of energy every day to do the same amount of work every day. Some days we're like, go, 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 go. And we can do a million things at once, and we can multitask, and we can just get a shit ton done. Other days when our hormones are on the lower end of the spectrum, that's when we need to rest. We need to give ourselves permission to actually not work hard and not make that a bad thing, right? So this is a whole other conversation. And I talked about it in a post recently, and I think I talked about it on my podcast recently as well. So I will direct you to those later if you need more resources on that. But where was I going with this? So working hard, Why do we think that working hard equals making money or making more money? So let's go ahead and debunk this because it's not serving us, particularly as feminine leaders. So I want to ask you something. I want to ask you, hi, sir. Oh, I can't say your name, but hello, hello, hello. Thanks for the waves. all right. So I think that we can all agree that there are vastly different amounts of wealth, personal wealth in the world. There are some people who have lots and lots and lots of money, and there are some people who have a lot less money, right? There is a whole spectrum of wealth. We can all agree on that. That is a hard and fast fact. No two ways about it. The other thing that we can all agree on is that we all have the same 24 hours in a day, yes? Like, it's not like some people have more hours and some people have less hours. We all have the same amount of time in a day. We all have 24 hours. Yet, there is vastly different amounts of wealth. And therefore, it does not make sense. Like, it literally doesn't make sense that working harder or more hours means making more money. Because if that was true, if that were true, if working hard by working longer hours, more hours equaled more money, then we would actually all be making the same amount of money. Yes, I am from Australia. Can you tell from my accent? that would mean that we would all be making the same amount of money because we all have the same amount of time in a day, right? And so we would all just work the maximum amount and we would all make the same. But that's not the case. We have all of this range of levels of wealth. And therefore, wealth must be a function of something else. It cannot be a function of time or how hard you're working. So what is it? Like, what creates that wealth? It's not the amount of time that you spend working, but it is the amount of value that you add, right? So when we shift from thinking of making money equals hard work to making money equals adding more value, then that's when you're able to start to quantum leap your income. You're able to start to really make more and more and more money by not by working more, not by doing more, not by working really hard, but by adding more and more value. So I have a heap of clients that by the time they finish working with me, they are working a lot less hours in their business. You know, I really am such a big fan of not working all the time and, you know, really just working in a way that really works for you. I had a client recently who was, she sent me a message towards the end of our private coaching program. And she said, Hayley, I am working the least that I ever have in my business. I have so much time for my relationships, for health, for friendships, for family, just for me time. And I'm making more money than I ever have, right? So if you have the belief that you have to work hard to make money, it's just simply not true. And that example of my client, thank you for all the loves, that example of my client really speaks to that, right? She was making more money than she ever had. She was moving into multiple five-figure months, like not just like a few thousand dollars here or there, like multiple five-figure months, doing really fucking well in her business. And she was working like a lot less than she ever had. And that's because we shifted her mindset around this. Like we got her out of that mindset of I have to work hard to make money. And we put in place systems and processes and strategies that actually supported her in her business to work really well. So we were doing like the inner work, we were doing the embodiment work, and we were doing the strategic work to bring that all together for her. And you know, those are the areas that I love working with my clients on, all of the inner stuff, all of like getting into your feminine, trusting yourself, sharing your voice, all of that inner work, feeling safe doing that, and then also having the strategy to back it up and really support that growth. Another one of my clients is working every other week. She is a mom, she is a wife, she has a heap of stuff going on in her world, and she decided to work every other week in her business, yet still make a heap of money. And she actually just sold out last week. She sold out a mastermind, a high-level mastermind, within 5 days, and she didn't even launch it. It wasn't like she did this big campaign launch or anything. She just sent a few emails out to people that she thought would be interested, and it sold out like that in 5 days, just because she is adding so much value. She's just, you know, she's always asking herself, how can I add more value? How can I give more value? Not how can I work harder? She's working every other week because she's got shit to do, but she is adding so much value when she does work. So really reflect on that. Like reflect when you feel like the need to sit down at your laptop all day, every day, stop, like sit back and reflect, how can I add more value rather than how can I work harder? And that's a really, really powerful place to come from when you are building your business. Okay, my loves. So that wraps up the three money myths that I wanted to debunk for you today. So we debunked the myth that I'm not good at making money. So many of us tell ourselves that. We debunked the myth that money is the root of all evil, or that money is bad. And we debunked the myth that I have to work hard to make money. None of these things are true. None of these things are going to support you. And so you need to start telling your brain a new story, debunking it for your brain, so that your brain feels like there's a logical, like another logical explanation, and it can start living from that place, right? So if this stuff is resonating with you, if you want to dive deeper into it, you can learn more about working with me at HayleyTapper.com/coaching. I have a couple of private coaching spots coming up in the next month or so. So if you want to work with me, definitely reach out. I also have, I can probably fit in one single session next week if you want to do just a single session with me. You can find that on my website as well, and you can just book straight in for the single session, or you can fill out a form and apply for my 4-month program, where we go into really embodying your feminine in your business, bringing that femininity back into your business, because it feels so fucking good to be in your feminine, to be in that beautiful flow energy, to be really fully expressed and creative, and really trust your voice, trust yourself to share your message with confidence. And then we also like back that up with some really great strategy that feels really good, that really works for you and your lifestyle and your strengths and your business. No cookie cutters at all. I do not like cookie cutters. We will find things that work for you. So if that sounds interesting to you, then just head to my website, check it out. I've got all the details there, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at Hayley Tapper. Okay, thank you so much for joining me, everyone. This has been so fun. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the love. For everyone on the podcast, thank you for tuning in. And I will see you all next time. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning into the episode. If you liked it, I would really appreciate it if you take a moment to leave a review. I love reading your reviews, and it brings me so much joy to hear that you're loving the podcast. If you want to find out more about working with me, you can get all the details of my programs over on my website, HayleyTapper.com. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week for another episode of the Oh My Goddess podcast.